This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Still to come tonight, though, we've got the story about the UC Berkeley police cracking down on a man who's just trying to make a little bit of money selling some hot dogs, I guess, near or on campus. We'll share that story with you. We've actually got the video from that case. And then the update on what the good news is for the man who was targeted and literally robbed by police who stole money from his wallet on camera. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. In the first hour, we did talk about the Equifax hack that is affecting millions, like over 140 million Americans and others, I believe, including Canadians as well. But you're welcome to share your comments and thoughts on that. Plus, we are expecting to hear from Christopher Cantwell. He's still in jail in Charlottesville, Virginia, in the, I think, the Albemarle County lockup. And I believe he's actually on the line with us right now. Chris, are you there?
I am.
How's the food?
Pleasure to be with you. The food, you know what, I'll tell you what, I hated it when I got in here. I said, oh, my God, it's terrible. But now, like, every time I hear that cart coming, it's like Pavlov's dog.
I'm going
that little slot of myself, like, feed me, please.
It's the excitement for the day.
Well, and you are in the solitary confinement as well, and that's where you will likely continue to be as you're being held pre-trial for some allegations surrounding use of pepper spray. Now, for listeners that are unfamiliar, you are the guy who is a former host here on Free Talk Live who made major headlines a few weeks ago out of Charlottesville, Virginia, for attending and being fairly prominent in the media about is it a white supremacy rally, white nationalist rally?
The way to describe it would be alt-right, and I stress to you, the listener, that alt-right is not a very well-defined term. There is a lot of different people out there with a lot of different ideas. I don't mind being called a white nationalist anymore. I think that that's a fine thing for a person to be, because I think a libertarian society would be full of white people, and so I think that pursuing white ethnic interests is a downright reasonable thing for white folks to do.
And that's something that we're going to disagree on, but you should be free to do whatever it is you want to do as far as in a libertarian society is concerned. For instance, I appreciate diversity, but all that aside, the government has locked you in a cage based on essentially your beliefs, and you did get involved in some sort of fracas that did involve the use of pepper spray, which you've admitted to on video, but ultimately you should have been granted bail, according to pretty much anybody that knows anything about the legal system, and they
even
didn't.
Your detractors are saying this is essentially
some detractors, yeah.
Well, many of your detractors are saying this is basically you're being held as a political prisoner things that you said and that sort of thing.
Well, essentially, that's the idea. I mean, look, if I came down here and I pepper sprayed some old lady and I took a purse, I don't think I'd be sitting in this box right now, okay? What happens is, yes, I've confessed that I pepper sprayed a man in self-defense, but now two people who are not that man are accusing me of pepper spraying them maliciously as some kind of hate crime, but there's no hate crime laws here. So they're saying it's a malicious injury by caustic agent or explosive. I've got three charges and I face an upper limit of 20 years on each one of them. So I'm sitting here looking at 60 years in prison. I'm being held without bond basically because not even because I pepper sprayed somebody, because two people I didn't pepper spray are lying. And so that's the situation that I'm in facing. happening right now. And what I want to bring to your attention today, I heard, you know, I got my my little AM/FM radio here in the jail. I just got working, and sadly, there's no quality liberty-oriented programming here. I wish somebody had gone to broadcast.lrn.fm and set up a radio station. But I did get to listen to NPR for a little while and the local news. And the local news said that the there's a preliminary report that the University of Virginia Police Department, the UVA Charlottesville, is where this brawl happened, and they said that the police were being criticized for not seeking intelligence ahead of our torch march. We went and marched with tiki torches and
And they knew that this was going to happen, but they didn't go and like dig in further to learn about it, is what it was saying.
Yeah, we called them in it ahead of time, and on my demand, by the way, because we had a permit for Saturday's event, but the UVA thing happened Friday night, okay? And so they didn't think, we weren't advertising this thing publicly, so the guys who were organizing didn't think it was going to be necessary to get the police involved. But as people who have been following know, my Radical Agenda listeners meetup got infiltrated by people who had been stalking me in advance of the event, and I falsely accused me of pulling a pistol on them. And I was offering my body cam to police to prove my innocence of this. I didn't do it. And the police let me go. And I said, these guys have already falsely accused me of a crime. We need to have law enforcement involved because we know that they've infiltrated our communications. So our organizers called the UVA police and said, hey, we're going to come down and do this thing. I don't know exactly what the conversation was. I wasn't privy to it. But I was told by the organizers that the UVA police were going to move the Antifa people out of our way so that we didn't come into contact with them because we know that there's a potential for conflict. So that's why I was so surprised when we saw them at the end of our march, and then they attacked us even though we outnumbered them like 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing about it is the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, the federal government, apparently warned the UVA police in Charlottesville and the state of Virginia that Antifa, not us, not the alt-right, not the white supremacists, nationalists, whatever, not us, the Antifa, the leftists who attacked us, who were warned by the Department of Homeland Security that they're terrorists.
Department of Homeland Security issued a confidential warning to law enforcement 3 days before the Charlottesville protest rally, saying that an escalating series of clashes had created a powder keg that would likely make the event, quote, among the most violent to date, unquote, between white supremacists and, they call them anarchists here. The law enforcement sensitive assessment obtained by Politico and reported for the first time raises questions about whether Charlottesville city and Virginia state authorities dropped the ball before and during a public event that was widely expected to draw huge crowds of armed, emotional, and antagonistic participants from around the country. Chris, do you think this was just typical bureaucratic incompetence, or was this some sort of plot to allow violence to happen on the part of the city?
I think that what the city wanted to happen, I don't know exactly what happened to all UVA, okay? I wasn't involved in any of the planning for that, to my knowledge, we did not put them on notice of that in advance. I know Saturday, we had a permit. We got that permit yanked. We got the ACLU to get a court injunction, and they were supposed to give us that park all to ourselves and let us get our vehicles in there so that we did not come into contact with those people. We went down there for a law-abiding peaceful demonstration, and then what happened is, even though we had the court order, the government acted like we didn't have it, and they just said, you can have a little corner of the park, you can't get your vehicles in here, and then they declared it an unlawful assembly and pushed hundreds of armed white nationalists into a crowd of communist rioters who threw rocks and bottles and urine and feces and bleach and pepper spray at us. You know, it's a miracle that none of our guys shot anybody. We were out there with level 3s and ARs. We could have gone to war with those people, and we didn't want to. You know, they're trying to parade me around like some violent guy because I said, you know, we didn't start the fight. We'll effing kill these people if we have to. But I said, if we have to, and we didn't have to. We had to fight for our lives to get out of there alive, but we didn't have to shoot anybody so nobody got shot, right? They wanted us to open fire on those crowds. That's what I really think the city of Charlottesville was trying to do, so that they could declare some kind of state of emergency and usurp powers over it.
So, these same people are essentially your jailers now. How are they doing keeping you safe from people who probably don't like you?
I have to say that the people in the jail are treating me with the utmost courtesy and professionalism. They're taking care of me. They have me entirely too safe. Like, it's like a pain in the neck for me to take a shower because they say the guy who kills me gets famous, so I can't be near anybody. They don't let me play with the other kids. They let me go to the gym today for like 20 minutes, and they have like a deflated basketball and no way to do pull-ups or nothing. But I'm entirely too safe.
All right, Chris, thanks for the update here tonight. I'll put you on hold here. Stand by. Appreciate hearing from you, even though we don't agree on everything. I do agree that he should not be behind bars while awaiting trial. It's pretty clear he's not a flight risk. He turned himself in. Flight risks don't do that. All right, more coming up here. 855 450 free, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Live, and you're invited to join us right here. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype, so Skype on in to join us. Skype username here is lrn.fm.
Bulletblocker.com is a garment company that was started by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor. Those are two different people. And their goal was to make backpacks for kids to protect them in case of school shootings. Well, that has grown into a huge selection of backpacks and briefcases and jackets and coats that could save your life. Their products are attractive, well-made, right here in the U.S. They're made of the thinnest, lightest ballistic available in the market today. It's very flexible and concealable. It's airport security friendly. And you've got to have a nice jacket. You might as well get one that stops bullets, too. Get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com. They do need a little lead time to get your thing put together, so now's the time to check them out. Bulletblocker.com.
All right, you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450 free like freedom. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania on Skype. Hello, Ricky.
Yeah, that would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, brother. And good evening.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, it's been on my mind for a couple of nights, and I did have a little more to say after this, but I heard Dave Ridley call in a couple nights back. I believe it was on the 9th, was it not?
I have no idea.
Yeah, we don't have notes on that. Go ahead.
Well, I think you remember, and see, here's my thoughts on this. Now, I know there's been a lot of talk about the Libertarian Party, the problems with it, and things of that nature. Now, I'm going to say this right now because I'm Ricky from the Commonwealth, and I'm not a host of this show. I can say any damn thing I want. Now, the fact of the matter is, if it's all right, one thing that would never come out of my mouth is a comment like I heard. Now,
like what? I don't remember what the comment was.
I refresh your memory. Well, I guess he was bored, annoyed. Or whatever. He said he was bored with the junk callers, the repetition.
Oh, that call.
This for you there, Ian. Very helpful.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, here's the problem with this. Now, I listen to this show almost every single night. And if I miss it, I listen to it when I get the chance.
Okay.
And
I'm going
to tell you something. I hear every caller come on. I had a big problem with Ralph. I did about all right. See, my problem with Ralph as an example, just in comparison to what...
So now it's going to be callers complaining about callers? We know you don't like Ralph. You've had it out with him before.
Yeah, but see, I want to explain the difference between me and somebody like Dave and his comment. I would never censor anybody. See, the problem with Ralph is Ralph don't even have a point. Ralph, not only
sure he does. Ralph's point is that he believes that some are inferior to others, and he's very against black people, Ralph. That's always his point. In fact, we're going to start imposing rules on Ralph as well. We had a discussion last night about James in Arizona and needing to put the rules back on him about not digging into the past constantly and talking about the same thing over and over again. I think the same rule needs to be applied to Ralph, who has been incessantly calling about the exact same thing for a couple of years.
Ralph, he is a one-trick pony. But the thing is, it should not be because, like, quote, you're bored. I mean, the reality is, you can't, if you're supposed to be somebody that believes in anti-censorship, you cannot ever, even in the slightest, say a comment like that. In all honesty.
I don't think you really understand what this is about. This doesn't have anything to do with us being in favor of censorship or against censorship, because ultimately, if you were to say the F word right now, we're going to have to hit the censor button and dump your call. So, no, you can't say.
Hey, I'm into civil rights. I can't even say the N word in context. And I was going to ask you about that because I might get dumped. And when I'm
I would dump that word too.
I use it all the time.
I would dump that too. Right, just because
for civil rights,
not because, and it doesn't have anything to do with our
certainly doesn't
have anything
to do with civil rights.
It doesn't have anything to do with the FCC. It has to do with radio stations not wanting to have that content on their airwaves, and we have to protect those radio stations.
That's the problem of the fight that we're fighting, because it's the damn stations.
What fight?
I understand what positions. Everybody,
what fight are you fighting? Because I don't know if you and I are fighting the same fight.
Yeah, I'm not fighting the other fight.
I prefer to not fight at all, actually. I'm, you know, not quite a pacifist, but I try to avoid conflict if I can. So
I'm
what fight are you talking about?
Jefferson, 30% Aaron Burr, I admit. Right. I got an itchy
that doesn't answer the question.
Revolution.
Oh, you want to have a revolution?
Already got one. Last I looked, it was officially made official last July that the Second American Revolution started.
Well, who made that official?
That was all across the news.
Well, how does the news make that official? That's just people with an opinion.
It was due to the movement and people, and people can't take it anymore. People got crushed, and that's
I don't even know what you're talking about now. You sounded like you were, you know, coherent in the beginning of the call, and it's just gone all over the place now.
Here's my answer: frustration. The thing that bothered me was he had to say, you know, Ian, how I am against censorship. But he's
you're talking about Dave Ridley now, once again.
Dave Ridley, yeah, he's still doing censorship. I won't even do that.
No, he's not doing censorship. He's just bored of you know, the same people calling, and I can't blame him for that. Thanks for the call, Ricky. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
But what about Ricky's civil rights to say the N-word?
Well, I mean, he has a right to say it, just not on these airwaves here. You know, we don't allow that one. And word and the S word and a few other words that you're not supposed to say on the radio. No, I think that I can understand where Dave Ridley was coming from with his frustrations. But again, it all comes down to we cannot create a show that's going to please everybody. It's just not a possibility. So I don't even try. I do the show that I want to listen to. And that show is Free Talk Live, and unfortunately, you know, that does mean we're open phones, and there can be, you know, there can be some bad times with open phones, just like there can be some amazing times with open phones. I think you just got to kind of take the bad with the good, and we appreciate everybody who stays tuned as long as they stay tuned. So, of course, if you want to join us here and bring up whatever you want, you can do that, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Again, Ricky, he's not going anywhere because he has the ability to call about at least some different things. Yeah, you know he's going to mention federalism during his calls, but at least he's going to say something.
Hamilton is going to get mentioned.
The reason that he's calling is going to be some other thing. Sarah, for instance, another one of our chronics, she's almost always keeping it fresh. But I think Ralph and James are going to have to, we're going to have to crack down. There's going to have to be some rules on those two specifically. So we'll see.
What about Scott the Bigot? You know that he's going to talk about international Jews.
Yeah, that's a good point. What should we do about Scott? Because does he change it up often enough?
Or
to be
enough? Does he change it up enough?
Yeah.
And he tends to have something different every time. I don't know. You'll have to figure that out.
Others could, you know, and again, there's another question of, well, could we allow these people to call in but less often? Is that still Free Talk Live? Like, let's say, you know, our old rule was one call per night. And the reason for that rule was to allow for room for others to call in. Would others call in if, you know, in the last hour of the show, if those people weren't on the lines at all? Now, you could still, because the lines are still mostly open on a weeknight, and you can get in on anything here. Free Talk Live.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Now, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that you want to discuss. We actually had Christopher Cantwell call in from jail earlier in the hour today, and he did bring up an interesting headline, and that is that the Virginia police had received a warning from the Department of Homeland Security before the rally, the infamous, now infamous rally in Charlottesville. According to the story, The law enforcement sensitive assessment that has been obtained by Politico and reported for the first time raises questions about whether Charlottesville City and Virginia State authorities dropped the ball before and during a public event that was widely expected to draw huge crowds of armed, emotional, and antagonistic participants from around the country.
Yeah, those are the people you want mixing it up together.
The August 9th report by the Department of Homeland Security Office of Intelligence and Analysis was done in coordination with local, state, and federal authorities at the Virginia Fusion Center. It stated that white supremacists and anti-fascist Antifa extremists had clashed twice before in Charlottesville at a white nationalist rally in May and a Ku Klux Klan gathering on July 7th. At each event, anarchist extremists, unquote, attacked protesters who had been issued permits, leading to fights, injuries, arrests, and at least two felony charges of assault and battery. Now, the funny thing is here, I'm pretty sure the Antifa people aren't anarchists, right? These are people who want government. The Antifa people.
Yeah, I can't imagine why they're using the term anarchist in that circumstance. Some of them may claim to be anarchists, but, you know, mostly the people who claim to be anarchists are just communists who don't understand what communism is or anarchism or any of that stuff.
Right, which is why the term anarchist is just, I never understand why people want to try to repair that term. It's just so bad-mouthed in media and in, you know, police paperwork and things like this. You've got so much confusion surrounding the term and, you know, what it means for folks. I don't think it's...
I frankly think it's a useless term, but...
It's worse than useless. It's damaging.
A lot of people like it. You know, it's zippy and it catches people's attention.
That much is true, but you aren't going to get the right kind of attention, I think, from a lot of people.
Certainly not on the radio, because if you just go on the radio and claim, I'm an anarchist, and you don't explain what that means to you, because it seems to mean something different to just about everybody who says it, then, you know, it's not going to work out well.
More coming up about this report from the Department of Homeland Security. Let's go, though, to John in Dallas, Texas, listening via our podcast. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I would like to discuss the person who keeps calling in.
The who person? I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit there.
Yeah, the hateful person that keeps calling in.
The hateful person, okay.
Giving threats, death threats, and all that stuff.
Yeah, James in Arizona.
And his DWIs and everything. I would like to personally mail him a bottle of any liquor he wants. A 1.5 liter. And I will personally buy a car... And so he can drive it. As long as he finishes his model, he gets the car, and then he drives home.
I see. So he's going to be a, you know, you're enabling his alleged fourth drunk driving arrest.
Oh, no, he probably missed off in a tree.
Yeah, I don't think we want to encourage that guy to get out on the roads. But
it's just a joke, Ian.
Yeah, no, I get you. John, anything else you want to share tonight?
I was just following up over his third DWI and all that stuff and saying, honestly, dude needs to...
We got to let you go, John. I'm sorry. Your phone connection is just too bad. I appreciate hearing from you, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, you know, we get a call from somebody who's not a chronic, and the phone's no good.
It's those little landlines. People just don't have phones.
That's not a landline.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a cell phone.
Okay.
Landlines don't sound like that.
All right.
Landlines you don't have interference issues with because it's a landline. It's an actual
copper. I hope
copper,
my cell doesn't sound like that when I'm talking to clients.
It's an actual copper wire that is running from point A to point B at the telephone service
box. It seems like
box.
It's getting worse, though, Ian. I talk to people all the time.
On a landline?
On a landline, and it's just getting worse and worse over time.
Well, you might want to have your lines checked because I've never had
that experience.
I just
had new lines installed at my house.
Well, something's wrong with them then, because if you're getting noise or something like that on a landline, then there's a problem. Anyway, so back to the story here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And there was one, just as an aside for the issue of the chronic callers and the people who don't like them. It is open phones every night here on Free Talk Live, and I think some people, when they listen to a national show, I was actually talking with Riley Blake on his show today, Anarcho Agenda, and he interviewed me. It was very nice, and I'm sure that'll be coming up on an upcoming episode of his, but he had pointed out that maybe some people don't understand that it's really actually pretty easy to get on the air here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, they talk about it being very difficult to get on the air on, like, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, and the last numbers I saw, Rush Limbaugh had more than 10 million listeners.
Yeah.
Compare that to the highest numbers I've seen for Free Talk Live at being, like, 300,000.
Yeah,
quarter million listeners. Plus the fact that we're on at a different time. And Rush may take one call an hour, maybe as few as one call a show.
Yeah.
Whereas...
make you wait through 3 hours and then finally take a call.
Free Talk Live can take, we've taken as many as 20, 25 calls in a show.
For sure.
You know, it's just a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah. If you don't hear somebody on the air with us, that means nobody is on the phones most of the time.
Always.
Almost 95% of the time, unless there's some other extreme reason or circumstance to not go to those calls. So it's generally what we do here, which is why the Chronics are so, good at getting on, because they're wise enough to know that they can. That's just part of the game here. Anyway, back to the story here from the Department of Homeland Security letting the Charlottesville police and government there know about the dangers involved in this rally that happened back on, I think it was August 12th. Both sides were clearly gearing up, says Politico, for an unprecedented confrontation in the weeks leading up to the August 12th Unite the Right rally and a weekend of events planned around it by white supremacist rally organizers and those protesting it. The assessment warned, quote, anarchist extremists and white supremacist extremists online are calling on supporters to be prepared for or instigate violence at the 12th August rally, unquote. One probable white supremacist it said, had posted an online call to arms saying Antifa must be destroyed.
Jeez.
They predicted it, one senior law enforcement analyst from another state said of the assessment. Each side was saying, quote, all right, everybody, go get your weapons, and we're going to go kick their asses, unquote. And that's exactly what happened
that's
in Charlottesville.
That's what happened, yeah.
3 days after Department of Homeland Security report was distributed to law enforcement.
I would like to say this about the alt-righters versus the Antifa. The Antifa seemed to come with riot gear, right? Mm-hmm. Like they were wearing the helmets, they had the shields, they were ready for masks.
They were ready for a fight.
Yeah, ready for a confrontation like that. The alt-righters, and this is what Cantwell said, and I tend to believe him on this subject, is that they weren't expecting it then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were going to make their march or whatever, but these guys had their faces completely bare. They weren't wearing helmets. They weren't carrying shields. They may have been armed, but many of them are probably armed in their daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
And Virginia is an open carry state.
It has
a great deal of reciprocity. Don't you remember the Adam Kokesh situation where he was going to walk across the bridge from an open carry state to Washington, D.C.? Whatever that might be. So, I don't like either of these sides, but it looked like one came from was more prepared for a fight than another to me.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything at all. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. More about the Department of Homeland Security report. Was it ignored on purpose? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You appreciate this show. You want to help support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. For $5 per month, we'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom and peace and cryptocurrency. These are cool ideas, and they're just not heard anywhere on the radio for the most part. So we can make that happen. You can help us and get cool perks like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines. We've got a new plan. We've also got the AmpOnly Facebook group, but also a new plan to do some AMP after shows. So people really love it when we do after shows. So we're going to do those now at certain AMP goals, certain AMP fundraising goals. The first one being to hit $3,000 per month in AMP, which would be nice to get back above that number. We've been above $3,000 in the past, but it's sort of been faltering and slowly losing AMPers over time. Just because people have things come up in life, you know, it's like you're something went happened with your credit card number, or you lost a job and you can't, you know, you just don't have the $5. So sometimes people drop off and we don't have enough people to replace them with. So if you've been thinking about helping Free Talk Live out, now's a great time to do it. We appreciate it. You can do it with a credit card, you can do PayPal, you can do Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. There's no other show that does what we do at the level that we do it, meaning on national syndicated talk radio. On over 100 radio stations.
I don't think there's another libertarian program that takes calls, or at least gets sort of the numbers of calls that we do. I mean, we're basically the only caller-driven libertarian program out there.
All right, so we're going to continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We were talking about the DHS report that was distributed to law enforcement in Charlottesville, letting them know days in advance that there was going to likely be a powder keg exploding of violence right there in Charlottesville.
And it looks like if they did anything, like that they actually, what they did was intended to make it worse, not better.
The government.
That's what it looks like.
3 days after this, according to Politico.com, that they're saying they're exclusive on this this story, 3 days after the DHS report was distributed to law enforcement, hundreds of combatants, many of them armed, collided at the rally at Charlottesville's Emancipation Park, a flashpoint between the feuding groups since the city changed its name from Robert E. Lee Park back in June. After a day of violent street fights, a suspected neo-Nazi sympathizer allegedly mowed down a crowd of counter-protesters, killing one and injuring at least 19 others. In the ensuing hours and days, President Donald Trump's insistence...
It makes you wonder if they hadn't put these two groups against each other and had this little war, whether that guy would have ever done what he did.
Indeed. President Donald Trump's insistence that both sides bore responsibility for the violence turned the event into a political watershed, as many Republicans and Democrats chastised him for failing to condemn white supremacists more directly. Charlottesville police already have been criticized for their response to the rally, including for failing to show up in riot gear and for failing to deploy in large enough numbers to separate the groups, beginning with a torchlight march held by white supremacists the night before. Some law enforcement experts, when briefed on the report by Politico, said it reinforced their concerns about the response of law enforcement agencies in Charlottesville. James Gagliano, recently retired FBI supervisory special agent, said in an interview, quote, "It is unconscionable that with so much advance notice of the declared intentions of extremist groups from the left and right vowing to descend upon Charlottesville that law enforcement was not better prepared." He continued saying, quote, "Stronger police presence as a deterrence and better separation between the two groups should have been part of the security plan." But according to Chris Cantwell, who has called from his jail cell, he says the police basically just let this happen, that they specifically allowed, after they'd been asked to clear the park of the protesters when they were supposedly issued a permit to be there exclusively, they being the white supremacists.
Or at least that was their expectation.
That was what their understanding of the deal was, and then they arrived to discover that there were armed opponents who were ready for a fight.
Right, and they didn't feel like that was fair, right, or just, and then, you know, when people feel like they've been wronged, whether those people have reprehensible opinions on something or not, they're primed.
City and police officials have defended their actions, saying they did everything they could with the resources they had, but the sheer number of combatants overwhelmed their response. Some also noted they tried to shut down the rally altogether, but that a federal court overturned their decision to revoke the rally permit after organizers challenged it with the help of the ACLU. When contacted about the DHS report, federal, state, and local authorities told Politico they couldn't comment in detail, but confirmed they were aware of its warnings and had taken appropriate steps to prepare for possible violence. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the story of the vendor, the hot dog vendor.
This one's been blowing up Facebook.
Been in the news, been on social media, and for good reason, because there's some pretty outrageous video. Now, if there hadn't been this video taken by a bystander, then this would not be news. It would just be another innocent business person, another innocent entrepreneur, street entrepreneur, trying to make a buck to feed his family by selling some what looked like delicious food, some hot dogs and other such, munchies outside of some sort of University of Berkeley campus. And the video comes from the man, Martin Flores, who happened to be out. He was an alumnus of the campus. The video shows a UC Berkeley bicycle officer citing a bacon hot dog vendor on campus and removing cash from his wallet.
Probably got reported by a vegan.
For operating without a permit. In the video taken by Martin Flores, UCPD officer is seen pulling cash out of the vendor's wallet and folding it into his hand. The vendor objects and then stands by as the officer puts the money away and begins to write a citation. We'll play the audio for you here in moments. In a statement released Monday, UC Berkeley Vice Chancellor Scott Biddy said vendors are typically given warnings before a citation and explained what prompted the officer to intervene. Quote, We have instructed our officers to monitor illegal vending outside our event venues. This action has been motivated, at least in part, by issues of public health. The interests of local
They always use public health.
The interests of local small businessmen and even human trafficking.
Well, the idea would be that you see, they always
try to sell sex slaves outside.
It doesn't have to be
football
sex
game.
Look, any job that somebody doesn't want to do, it's human trafficking. You know, the coyotes bringing people for a better life in the United States at ridiculous prices. That some of them die in these you know, hot boxes or whatever. Human trafficking. It's all human.
So the suggestion is that they're going to force them to work as a hot dog vendor at the UC Berkeley.
That's kind of, to some extent, what they're saying, yes.
I'm very interested to know more about often that happens.
How often you're going to put your human slave
out on public display.
Lots of...
That's ballsy.
Indeed it is.
Usually if you're going to have a slave, you'd think they're going to be like, you know, on somewhere outside of a public display, maybe gardening on some rich person's plantation or something like that. You want them away from the public eye, maybe as a sex slave inside somebody's dungeon or whatever, but, you know, to just... put people out on display where thousands of people might be nearby. I don't know.
So for you, what you're saying to yourself is that if I was a slave, I'd stop being a slave immediately. But the problem is that many of these people that are in these bondage-like conditions are there because of money. So if I bring you across some geopolitical line drawn on a map someplace and I say, that costs $10,000, cough it up, and you say, I only have $1,500. I say, no problem.
You go to work.
We'll put you to work at an extremely low rate to pay off that $8,500, and then I'll do the accounting, and I'm a bad guy, so the accounting doesn't go the way you had hoped.
Also, another thing is, a lot of times, at least in sex slavery, when we've read about it before, is they'll threaten the slave, they'll threaten their family. So they'll say, look, we know you can run. Sure, you can run any time, but we also know where your mother lives. And we'll kill her if you run.
Yeah.
And that's usually enough to keep the slave, you know, not running away with one of the Johns or, in this case, one of the people buying a hot dog. But again, they're not alleging that was going on in this particular case.
No.
They're just covering their butt, claiming that, there's a reason why. I mean, we're going to crack down on these illegal vendors.
We don't hate poor Mexicans selling hot dogs. We hate sex slavery.
Yeah.
Right, that's the run to.
And again, as they say here, issues of public health, this is the big claim, right, is that, we got to have a government inspector to come out and make sure that those hot dogs, you know, those hot dogs that were pre-cooked at the factory, that they've now been
already cooked. They're just being heated.
Reheated by this, you know, Mexican gentleman have been deemed to be safe. Look. Let's get into this, because I think this is the major objection.
They did everything but call him a dirty Mexican, right?
This is the major objection to unlicensed food vending, is that somebody's going to get sick. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So how do you answer that? Because what would happen without the government there? Would there be a bunch of food vendors poisoning their customers? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, because that's what they want you to believe. Hour number 3 is coming up.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.